Hey, all you traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye on the Market. Today is June 8th, 2019, and the story this week was the bounce in the market. Like, if you checked out my episode last week, I called it bouncing to consolidation because that's kind of like what I was looking for and expecting. Market was getting oversold last week. Even oil, everything was getting sold off. It wasn't as bad as it has been before, but there was some good opportunities to get undervalued stocks and ETFs and find some stocks that have been bottoming. A couple of ones that I'm looking to get long in as of the past week would be, I have been long XBI, which is the biotech sector. I've been long REMX, which is rare earth metals. So that sector has been doing good. As far as oil, I did buy some UWT on Friday, but since it bounced up and gave me 5%, 7%, something like that, I just closed off the position because I didn't see that I could get another bite at it. And sure enough, it went down to the middle of the week before finding support. Oil found support like at $60, which is, I think, no, it was like $50, which I think it was a little bit oversold. And it kind of recovered towards the end of the week. Aside from that is EWZ Brazil. Has been holding the 42 level. Now it just slowly moving up from there. So I'm waiting. It'd be nice for it to consolidate there before taking its next leg up. Another thing would be, as far as the market bouncing up, especially the Qs, looking to short the Qs and go long the small caps, just because the small caps have been lagging and underperforming. So eventually, just because the big names have been overvalued, I think I'd like to hold that position. Would be like 1/3 short QQQ to two 2/3 of IWM, kind of like that. And just kind of consolidate because the market, even though it's recovered, I'm not buying into the rally there. So looking to short Qs on this next week for the next week or two. We'll see. Other than that, I closed some positions in Russia. Russia has been moving up and sold stock in the RSX. The Russian ETF, just doing options plays there, mostly for consolidation because they didn't make their move already. XLU, it kind of cranked up this week, giving mixed signal to the up market just because XLU is more like a safety trade, you would say. What else? I'm not sure anything else of interest. I close off Russia, close off the long oil. Still long China FXI. India ETF is consolidating around the 35s. That's where I have it at. And that's doing well. I'm looking for that consolidate down to 35 and, put some more bullish positions on there, but more long-term type thing. So without further ado, let's get into the charts, the broad 28 ETFs. Starting off first, we got USO. USO is trading at 11.23. They closed that on Friday. So like I said, it looks like they bottomed out on Wednesday. Could be pretty short term for USO to make it back up to $12. Would be nice to place more shorts on there. And if we translate that to oil, the oil price, it would be 57.50. So I'd open up some shorts at 57.50. Right now it's moving back up to 55. I had closed it on pretty much on the open on Monday when it was 53.50. So I closed that one 54.63, and right now it's at 54. So I did close it. Monday is when it opened up high on the bounce, and then it kind of dribbled down on Wednesday, came back up. So I don't feel bad. I would pick some up, say it dips down below like 52.50. for a long, but this is kind of like a channel trade that's going to happen here, and it should drift up to the 57.50s where I go short again. Next, we have XOP, and XOP looks like it's going to recover up as well. So as far as like the oil explorers, it's kind of like a long-term thing. I'd probably look for a bounce here at XOP back up to the 27, between 27 and 27.50. So probably play like a consolidation XOP right now. I got no positions XOP or drip. Next is GLD, and gold had its move this week. It closed well above 1300, and gold's at 1344, nice and slow. I mean, I wouldn't buy it at these levels. I'd kind of probably short it down to back down to 13. So will it test 1311? I don't know, but kind of made a nice move all week. Next is GDX. And GDX is trading at 22.89. And same thing with oil. Same thing with gold. I want to be buying at these levels. Wait for a retracement. A good support level is like 21.48. Right now it's kind of like drifting up high. And I'm just interested in a short around the 23.10. If there's a breakout above 23.10, then that's where I'd place a short, just because it's gold and there's other things that can, there's other ways to set value versus gold anymore. You don't have to hold it. It's kind of like a thing you gotta buy in order to sit, just to like have a, and it's not even that way. It's not even buying it to have a status. But I would definitely be short in the gold market. Next is XLE. And XLE, I said we were going to have a bounce. And sure enough, here it is. It's on its third wave up. So I'd continue to stay long the energy sector. And this is a pretty good structure it's creating. I'd be a buyer around 60.50. Right now it's at 61.21. And I would definitely, I'm looking to play it using the 3x ERX, where I don't have to deal with the options. It just pretty much stick it, or it doesn't. It either goes up or it doesn't. There's no waiting for it. ERX. ERX is the triple leverage ETF for the energy. So it's a triple leverage energy bull. So on that one, I'd be a buyer at 17. Right now, it's at 17.41. And that'd be because the risk reward is low. Next is XLU. And XLU kind of found its top of 61.19. And this is a great place to put a consolidation trade around the 59. So this is my trade here. It's coming on down. So it looks like it's just going to retrace, but XLU is definitely looking bullish as far as like seeing a rip coming. It's got to retest the 59s, so that's pretty normal. Next is XLI, and XLI ripped up this week, so this was an undervalued for sure. And sure enough, here it is, doing good. It's up 5% on the week. So it's at 57.52. So I would definitely look for some retracements. This type of structure here is usually is followed by a retracement. So we can probably be a buyer around like the 74s. Not the 75s, but it'd be more the 74s. Because usually this type of structure retests the 100-day moving average. One that did rip and we knew it would was the material sector. So material sector went up, is up 9% on the week. And that's to be respected. It's at 57.53. So as far as like the trade wars and things like that, I guess we're going to be supplying our own materials. And the materials are getting expensive. So as far as the material sector, industrial sector, we're going to see how they like mingle together with each other. And from there, we'll kind of like spot the opportunity where it is. Next is XME. And this is the one I am in. And it looks like it's consolidated around the 26 and 25.50. I have calendars at 25, which are profitable, and I'm gonna be converting into verticals. Those are put verticals. So that's simple strategy like that. I knew it was gonna pop up, but I knew it was gonna skyrocket. The one that did skyrocket was the material sector, XLB. And, you know, I should listen to my podcast a little bit more because I missed the opportunity at XLB. But this one I did catch is the mining sector, which I think is completely undervalued. And seeing that we're going to need some of that, the mining sector is one to just take a look at. It hasn't recovered as everybody else, but it's made a good base. Next is XBI, and XBI has been consolidating for a while. I kind of like the choppy chart here, and it's definitely moving and it's kind of drifting lower, but found support around the 79s. So XBI would be definitely staying long in. That's, you can trade that with a triple leverage lab U, but remember there is a negative theta. There's negative theta, or there's decay. So if you're tuned to LabVIEW, it's not something that you want to hold. It's something that you want to watch XBI and trade the dips, buy the dips, buying LabVIEW and getting rid of it right away. Because there is decay, but after this consolidation, I have to look at the kind of like, I'd have to look at the long term. It's kind of like a drift down, but it looks like it's it's found support, because the rejection before was 77.6, and it was a strong rejection, and now it's drifting down. The true value where I foresee would be around the 85 and 87s. Next, we have the MJ sector. MJ sector, again, did like a recovery this week. So looking to go to stay long the MJ sector. It looks like it might early next week go to test the 33s again. So I'm long, not aggressive. Next is XLV, and the healthcare sector is actually the one that ripped better than the rest of them. So it found it broke down structure, found support quickly, and it didn't even bother to retest. It just ripped up. It ripped above structure again. So that's good for the healthcare sector. Good for stocks. Next is HYG, which is the high yield bonds, and the bonds are up this week, so it's something to look at because stocks are up and the bonds are up, which is pretty it's uncommon for bonds and stock to go up. Next is TLT, and TLT is moving on its highs around the 130-174s. So bonds are up, the market is up, the 20-year bonds are kind of like are pretty stagnant. Next is IYR, which is the real estate sector, and that's finding, I think that's a new high of 80, it might be, I think the IYR, the real estate sector, is on its highs of 89.64. So see that consolidate down. So, you know, I would definitely do consolidation trades between 86 and 90. Next is XRT, which is the retail sector. And the retail sector looks like it's ready to bounce up from here. It is the summertime, so things are a little bit slow, but in the summertime is when it's time to buy the retail sector into the buying season of August, September, October, you know, into Christmas. Next is XLF, which is the banks, the financial sector, and they kind of stagnated on Friday. Looks like they can come down and retest early in the week, but the banks is probably going to give you a hell of a ride. So they're going to retest and then give you a spike up, but it's got to do a little bit more work to clear the support. Next is XLP, which is consumer staples, and they ripped up again. They're on their highs, so I stick with those sector. The Qs, they're the ones that ripped up, and they're up on a high, so that's like the FANG stocks are mostly in there. So I probably look to get short, not soon, but probably at the 188s. I'd rather be short at 188 than at 181. So it's not time yet. Let it do its thing. Let it exhaust. Next is the SPY, SPY, and the SPY has broken its resistance, pretty much crashed right through it. So as long as it can hold the 285.75 area, 284.80 area, we should be good for the market. If it breaks down below 284, then it's just going to be bearish for all the markets. So that's what I'm going to be watching. WN is right above my spread price that I put in. I put trades on May 29th. Oh, so the middle of last week, so I didn't catch the bottom. So I should have put it in on Friday, but I did it on Wednesday, so I didn't catch the bottom on there, but now. It is profitable. Looking for the support of 149. So I wouldn't go long the major markets, but since IWM has been undervalued, I'd rather stay long there. Next is FXI, which is China. And China just looks like it's just going to be screaming. So this week would be the week probably to trade. I do have some options, trades in China, FXI. But there's a triple leverage ETF, YIN, Y-I-N-N. And with the structure it's made, I would be a buyer for Monday morning, definitely. Going for the triple leveraged. Next is INDA, is India, and I'm waiting for that to retrace down to the 35-50 area before putting another bullish position on there. So India, I'm looking for it to consolidate before moving its next leg up. Russia was one that peaked out on Friday. I'm not saying it peaked out, but I sold stocks on Friday on in this ETF. I've been building, you know, just buying stock, and now just holding on to some options trades, mostly just consolidation of the 23s and the 22s. So I'm looking, playing as if the support level is like 2150 for the Russia, and it's not aggressive, but it'll work. And next we have EFA, and EFA found new highs at 65.73. Eurozone kind of accelerated there, going above its range of 63.43 and 64.75. So looking to retrace this back down into the 65.50s to 65. So I kind of like when it breaks out like that because it gives you a chance to play the consolidation there. Next is EEM. And EEM is kind of flirting with the 41.50 level. And I'm looking for EEM to break out above that and test the 42 level, which is pretty, which would start another move up. So it just moved, kind of gave three legs, two waves up, three waves up, and looking to take another leg up. So looking to breach EEM 41.50 to 42, retest, consolidate, and then move it's another leg up. Next is EWW, and that's Mexico. And although the sanctions hit Mexico, they really haven't hit their market. So their market has held support of the 43 and 43.40. So respectively, I mean, this is 43s might be the low, short-term low. So looking to become a buyer in EWW. And last but not least is EWZ, and EWZ has continued to show strength, moving above the 42, now trading at 42.60. Look for this consolidate down as far down as $40. So if it does come down to $40, it'll continue to be strong, and the $40 retrace would just be a higher low. So that's what we're looking for. Couple words of advice: don't buy the rip, I guess, and don't drink the Kool-Aid, especially in the Apple, Amazon, Google. You know, we got to consolidate there, especially because the technology is kind of stagnant, and the newer technology is actually from overseas. And we don't have it. So I'm not looking to get long techs, but yes, I'm looking to get long techs in the small cap sector. So looking for small companies to actually take advantage and for those companies to gain value as people seek for more high yield versus just playing the safe trades. Anyways, thanks for listening, all. Good trading next week. Feel free to reach out. Any questions you have, hit me up. Once again, Trade Doc. Peace.